postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And so without further ado, good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Nice to be with you again.
Well, are you going to just bring us up to date on what's going on in the world?
Yes, I will. New World Affairs Brief coming out today where I analyze the news, so we'll talk about some of these things. I think one of the top stories for conservatives, of course, is the fall of Senator Craig, Larry Craig from Idaho, who's been a staunch conservative and pretty good on most things up and down the line during his career. But apparently he's harbored a dark secret, as have had some of our Christian, high-flying Christian evangelical ministers, as well as congressmen such as David Vitter and, of course, the Mark Foley scandal. This is the second of the conservative icons that have come out with homosexual problems. And, you know, what's the saddest thing about this, Dr. Stan, is the fact that he is still engaging in chronic denial, outright lying, in my opinion, of something that has, those accusations have been going around for years, and the Idaho Statesman, it's a major newspaper there in Idaho, has come out with three confirmations that are extremely credible. They say they have actually interviewed them personally, indicating homosexual liaisons with Larry Craig. So this appears to be a dark secret that he's harbored for many years, and he continues to dig himself into a deeper hole, lying and lying and lying about it, and that's what's really disgusting. This is a chronic addiction, apparently. Pat Buchanan came out and spoke to it again and echoed what I had written in the brief and talked about in our interview yesterday, that for someone to risk all of the power, the authority, the prestige, the representation of his people in Idaho over a 3 or 4 minute liaison in an airport restroom, this is just incredibly stupid, even for a pragmatist, let alone someone who claims to be a real true Christian. Very, very sad indeed.
And the betrayal of his wife, you know, all sorts of diseases he could get and pass on to her. I mean, certainly this is not a victimless crime. And then
that's right.
The effect on the conservatives and the Christian people of our country. I mean, the idea of who can we really trust, and this is one of the things that the attitude. I mean, are we going to vote for the Democrats now? I mean, if you can't trust the Republicans, can you trust the Democrats? And you just see this idea. My goodness, our country is so corrupt. It's almost like Rome just before it fell. It was so corrupt, nobody cared.
Yes, I'm afraid it's going to lead to a great deal of cynicism in people over people who complain or who claim to hold high moral values in our political system. I'm afraid the ones that are really true to those moral values and don't have skeletons in their closets are few and far between. And, you know, as I mentioned in this week's brief, one of the key things that the establishment does to try to slowly bring people to heel, to accomplish their agendas of compromise in Congress and to get people to betray their values is to record and put basically CIA spies and FBI spies on them, to find them in these and to record them in these kinds of acts, and then to blackmail them. And this has happened. There are many members of Congress who are under this kind of blackmail. J. Edgar Hoover kept extensive files on members of Congress, including the Kennedys and the president, when he became president, so that he could maintain his position in power. And then they decided they could play that game too, and they stick the FBI on J. Edgar Hoover and discovered his homosexual liaisons himself. And, you know, I don't think that changed the fact that J. Edgar Hoover was a legitimate anti-communist and legitimately tried to keep the country safe. But that major compromise that he had in his life that was recorded by the other side kept him in line when they wanted him to cover up for the JFK assassination. And he did so in order to preserve his power as what he considered the greater good. But this is very serious when you betray your trust to the American people, when a president is killed by dark forces within our own government, and you cover it up because you've got these great sins. So this is very powerful. The communists for many years have looked for homosexual liaisons as the primary way to get people in high office to become double agents and to cover for their espionage on behalf of the Russians. It's just a terrible sin that is, seems to be sweeping our country, Dr. Stan, and this is a harbinger, as it was in the fall of Rome and the fall of major empires. Homosexual behavior seems to be a harbinger of the fall of nations. To me, this is just incredible that a man of the stature of a senator would risk all for these kinds of homosexual encounters, of the fleeting variety that they are with complete strangers. It's just unconscionable.
Well, I've always felt there's a dark spiritual force that motivates people and drives people to do these unexplainable things, because there's a spiritual component to just about everything going on, and that includes homosexuality.
Well, a lot of people don't realize how much these habit patterns can be addictive, and it's clear this is an addiction for him, that he you know, takes these kinds of risks. And, you know, it's beyond listening to the promptings of conscience. These people seem driven. They are violations of conscience. They're warned, you know, to get rid of these things and to repent, and they don't do it for years on end. It's very, very serious. You know, and other bad news for the moral values of the nation, it seems like the scapegoats for the Abu Ghraib prison fiasco and the torture scenarios are all enlisted personnel. Tuesday's acquittal of Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Jordan on charges related to the Abu Ghraib prison abuses means that no officers absolutely have been found criminally responsible for the mistreatment of prisoners at the Iraqi prison near Baghdad.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Scouse of World Events.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden. In the last 3 years, I've released 3 Messianic Praise and Worship CDs, In His Hands, Holy Places, and Worship and Warfare. Lord has blessed and they have sold worldwide. They're now available through the Voice of Many Waters Ministry for only $15 each plus $2 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245 to place your order today. Shalom.
Well, I'll just stand back here. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And Joel, please pick up the story.
Well, we're talking about the Lieutenant Colonel Stevens, or Stephen Jordan, who's been acquitted of charges of abuse at Abu Ghraib prison. It's actually pretty easy for general officers to escape responsibility for something that the men do. The men do the actual actions, which are much easier to prove. The officers only interact at the higher level permitting such things and in ways that are very difficult to prove. And, two generals have been investigated, and they've also found that Jordan offered tacit approval of abuses committed by military police, that he knew about them, that he failed to stop them. And I think that that should be actionable in trial if a person could be shown that certain things were brought to his attention and he did nothing about them. Obviously, we don't have a real smoking gun that takes us back to Donald Rumsfeld and the Pentagon. This is something that enters into high-level conspiracies, and high-level conspiracies have a great deal of threat involved in them. If you take down the higher people, you can lose your life. And so I think that's the shielding, that's the immunity that is promised people within the dark side of government that is being protected here as we talk about this. So, unfortunately, scapegoats are scapegoats. And I think the enlisted people who have been brought to trial have been guilty, and therefore they should pay for their crimes. They should have said no to whatever orders and indications they were given. They did not do so, and so they should be held responsible. But ultimately, I think God's justice will bring to bear those higher-level officials who really designed and approved these and gave the indications to these enlisted people that they should engage in this conduct.
Well, there was a Philippine major general who gave the interview to Seymour Hersh, and he was assigned the job of investigating Abu Ghraib, and he was told if he told the truth, he was in his military career, and but he told the truth, and he's general line was this went all the way to the Pentagon, but that's long been forgotten. His career is over, but he was an honest man. So at least there were a few honest men there. I think his name was Tacuba, something like that. He's Filipino.
Yes, right. Next story is the deceptive enforcement of immigration laws. We continue to see this administration do token and selective enforcement of immigration laws, usually high-profile ones. Just this week they executed a criminal search warrant at the large Koch Foods chicken processing plant in Fairfield, Ohio, arresting 160 people for immigration violations. And while I applaud this kind of enforcement, it's not done for the purpose of really enforcing immigration laws. It's done for a purpose to, in fact, give the media an opportunity to showcase all kinds of hardship after these arrests caused within the Hispanic community. And every single television station does this. They go to the houses and the weeping children and mothers, where is my husband? And he's being shipped back, and what will happen to us? And it gains a lot of sympathy from the people, and they start to say, well, maybe we should provide amnesty for these people. That's the administration's purpose to create a backlash within the public against enforcement by doing this selective enforcement. You know, it's interesting that the even the perceived threat of enforcement does have a tremendous deterrence effect on, upon illegal immigration. They apparently on the Mexican border towns are packing up and going back down south. A lot of these refuges and public welfare shelters that these people hang out in before they make their stint across the border are full. People are not trying to make it across the border now in the same numbers, and so it's having a tremendous deterrence effect. But it's interesting that these enforcement actions, part of a two-year ongoing investigation from Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement, with the acronym ICE, has yielded, 160 arrests. And the problem that I've pointed out before is that this is really not sincere on the administration. Newswithviews.com has pointed out that this came just before 20% of ICE agents investigated had been taken off immigration jobs and been turned over to customs at a time when they should be doing more of these investigations. According to political strategist Mike Baker, the Bush administration has always attempted to control the actions of its immigration workers, especially those assigned to Border Patrol and ICE. While telling Americans he's increasing border security and immigration enforcement, behind the scenes, Bush is handcuffing federal agents in order to prevent them from having a significant impact on illegal immigration. And one of those ways in which they're handcuffed is they do not let any of the U.S. attorneys prosecute illegal immigrants unless they've been caught three or four times. And so they have this three strikes and you're out type of thing. We just had a judge, as I reported last week, at a court in Kansas City that had ruled that being in the country illegally is not a crime. Entering the border is a crime, but once you're in the country, it's not a crime, and a person cannot be treated as a criminal if he's caught for other reasons and deported. Just incredible the way that the courts are aid and abet these illegal immigration system that's within the United States.
No, there's so many things that go on that just don't make sense unless people understand there's another agenda behind really what's going on today.
Well, in other news, a major Border Patrol section chief, Carlos Carrillo, told a town hall meeting in Texas that the agency's job is not to stop illegal immigrants. He said, I've said it before and I'll say it again, the Border Patrol's job is not to stop illegal immigrants. The Border Patrol's job is to stop narcotics or contraband. The Border Patrol's mission is not to stop criminals, it's to stop terrorists and terrorist weapons from entering the country. Well, you know, that's a very stupid statement, if it weren't, disingenuous, because he wouldn't be saying this if he wasn't one of those higher-level Border Patrol people that knows the true agenda of the administration putting a clamp on rigorous enforcement. But, you can't stop the few terrorists without stopping the flood of illegals. If you don't stop the huge influx of illegals, how can you know if you're stopping a few terrorists? I mean, if you're letting a flood through, how do you know that terrorists aren't amidst that flood? You have to stop the flood so that you can concentrate on the few people that do get across to make sure that they are not terrorists.
And since they have not tried to stop the flood, it's very obvious, say what they will about wanting to stop terrorists, there's no way you can stop the terrorists unless you stop the illegal immigration, and they're dedicated not to doing that.
That's right. You know, Congressman Tom Tancredo went after David Aguilar, the chief of the U.S. Border Patrol, demanding that he remove Carrillo from his leadership position. Tancredo specifically responded to the illogical statements of Carrillo by saying, if the Border Patrol has developed a new technology that can distinguish between terrorists and other illegal border crossers without first catching them and checking them, then we would like to know about that technology. But if that is not the case, Mr. Carrillo's statements are extremely irresponsible and demoralizing to officers in the field. Indeed, bravo for Tom Tancredo and his championing of immigration enforcement.
Amen.
Another interesting story this week in the World Affairs Brief is got a report from a subscriber in Denmark responding to what it's like living under the EU and what effect membership in the EU has had on his country. Here are a few excerpts from his response. Denmark had to make many changes and adjust its laws to the EU. It's not just a few laws, he says. It's so many we've lost count for years ago. I can't find any legal changes that have been to the benefit of the average Dane, he said. The environmental laws have had to be loosened up. We now have to accept food additives and modified genetic foods that are more dangerous than we did before. We've had to open our borders to anyone coming in through from another EU country. Now we have a crime wave of people from Eastern Europe, pickpockets, shoplifters, counterfeit money, threats on the street by gypsy types. You know, this is reminiscent of the crime wave we're having from Hispanics. And they're mostly illegals, from rapes and robberies and shootings to gang activity. A lot of this is due to Hispanics as a major problem anymore in the country. And just as the news reports on these things, it fails to mention, as they used to, that there were blacks involved in many crimes, they now fail to mention that they're Hispanics. Or illegals. In other words, the media has some kind of hidden agenda to hide the fact from the American people that it is Hispanics that are causing a great deal of the uptick in crime. He goes on to say that laws enforced by the EU and the EEC before that was when it was just an economic combination of nations, puts lots of restrictions on fishermen that has sent most of them into unemployment. Farmers have had to stop farming 10% of their land in Denmark. Farmers now have a quota of how much milk every cow can deliver. If he exceeds that amount, the farmer gets a fine. People are being arrested for things that are not crimes in their own countries and are being extradited to other EU countries for trial. Isn't that incredible? His comments on how other Danes view the EU is telling. Most Danes don't care about the EU. They consider it something for the politicians, not the citizens. But Danes are being accused of being nationalistic if they don't like the EU. We're being told that we have to remember that we're living in a global village. If every Dane says no to EU law, we have to accept it anyway if it has a majority among the EU politicians. And he also complains about the corruption in many EU countries that takes a lot of money away from the central pool of taxes for its intended purposes. So notice the role of continual propaganda from the politicians at the citizens aimed to keep them within the EU system. This is a very telling and prophetic thing of what we're going to be dealing with in the United States as we continue to be pushed towards regional government integration between the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
And of course, it doesn't matter that the vast majority of the American people don't want this. It doesn't matter that as we begin to integrate with these other countries that do not have a constitution like ours, we will lose our constitutional freedoms. There is a group that are dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of the United States, just like they've destroyed the sovereignty of Denmark and of all the countries of Europe. And if when votes are taken, so often the people will, if they hear both sides, they'll vote against it, but it does not matter. They talk about democracy. They don't believe in democracy. There is a ruling elite that has an agenda, and they're going to carry it out unless there are enough Americans here, at least in our country, who care about preserving our freedom.
Absolutely. The main subject of the World Affairs Brief today is the Jose Padilla case, a harbinger of tyranny. The Padilla case essentially gives us a chilling picture of the future fate of American dissidents who will someday disappear, I think, in the new American gulag. Here we have a U.S. citizen who was whisked away into the criminal justice system, into military custody in 2002, and he was subjected to many, many years of complete isolation to break his desire to use his Fifth Amendment defense of remaining silent. You know, there's a tactic there in solitary confinement. You make it so they can't hear any sounds from anyone for several months or years, And then they get a nice, friendly interrogator with him, and he's just so hungry to talk to a human being. A lot of these people open up to them. The reason for this was not to get any information from Padilla, because Padilla wasn't the source of any major terrorist attack. He wasn't part of a major cell. He was simply a disaffected Hispanic in the United States that got talked into by someone to joining Al-Qaeda or some Al-Qaeda training camp. And, of course, the government set him up to be arrested on trumped-up charges of dirty bomb things so that they could, I think, make a case in the court for taking away citizen rights.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Scout.
Destiny Lending. Angela, how does a first-time home buyer get started?
Get your financing first. Avoid disappointment and surprises. Know how much house you can buy before you even go shopping. With down payment assistance programs of up to $20,000, now is the time to buy a home.
So call Angela Smith of Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. You should call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Before we go on, Joel, would you tell our listeners how they can perhaps get a trial issue of World Affairs Brief, and hopefully we'll want to go ahead and subscribe to it?
Yes, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send out a trial issue. If they go to the website, worldaffairsbrief.com, that's with www on the front, they can see a review issue of the current issue, and it tells them right there on the front page how to request a sample free issue. And also lots of other good free things on the website, including a rundown of all the daily news posted by my volunteer researcher. And as well, on the right-hand side, there's many archival articles that I've written about past government cover-ups, including a comprehensive view of the 9/11 evidence that points to government collusion within 9/11, as well as a major theoretical piece that I've written called Strategic Threats of the Coming Decade. And that's where I present my general theory about where all of this interdiction and intervention around the world is leading to another Third World War, which will force Americans to give up essential sovereignty and rights and join in a new world order in order to protect themselves during wartime. It's a very important piece that that elucidates the proposition that the fall of the Soviet Union was a very carefully crafted deception, that in fact Russia and China still are allied in an attempt to take down the West, and that the U.S. Globalists are handing them an excuse on a silver platter by becoming the bully of the world, intervening not in the name of democracy, but in the name of engendering hatred against America, as well as tying up oil supplies for this future war. So it's a very interesting piece that I encourage people to read. And naturally, I believe that people need to be prepared for it. I frankly don't believe that we're going to overturn these powerful forces which conspire against our liberty, and that we're going to have to suffer through this war. There may be a chance coming out of the other side of it to have some liberty, but we need to prepare for it. So I've written a couple of books about preparedness in that regard, and that's on the left-hand side of the webpage. So plenty to look at and enjoy and read about on worldaffairsbrief.com.
Very good. Well, I certainly recommend Joel's material. We read it regularly. Great source of information, especially the website, and I certainly go there every morning. Well, go ahead, Joel. Pick the story up from there.
Well, Jack Balkin has written the most interesting and cogent response to the José Padilla case and what it means for the United States citizen. He says it's important to remember that the Bush administration did everything it could to deny Padilla even the basic right of habeas corpus. Now, habeas corpus is the right to call forth the body, is what it means in Latin, bring forth the body before a judge, and the government is required to show cause about why they're holding the person. In other words, you have to say, this is the evidence we have, and these are the charges against him. And they haven't done that for 3 years with José Padilla. They just kept him locked up indefinitely. It argued that the courts, said Balkin, had no power to second-guess the president's determination that Padilla was an enemy of the United States, and that he could be held in solitary confinement indefinitely. It argued that no one had the right to contact Padilla, that no one had the right to know what the government was doing to him, denied him his Miranda rights. It argued that the court should defer to the president's views about who was dangerous and who was not, that once the president declared a person an enemy, that person had all the process that was due them, and courts should respect the president's determination. Can you imagine, Dr. Stan, a competent attorney with a straight face making those arguments before a judge that the Constitution doesn't apply anymore?
But you see, this is really what our whole basis of law was built upon. And going back to the Magna Carta, in English law, the right of habeas corpus was the means of countering the power of the state over the individual. A person had a right at least to appear in court and charges to be brought against him. And the fact that that has effectively been repealed means that the entire basis of our law and our freedom has been repealed in the name of fighting terrorism. And whether it be King George III, you know, at the time of the American Revolution, or today under King George, why, where is the outcry, though, from the American public? That is what's so frightening. And in the name of fighting terrorism, which we're really not doing at all, of course, but in the name of fighting terrorism, why we are relinquishing all of our freedom.
Well, as Balkin continued, if the president had his way, the government, on the basis of information that never had to be tested by any neutral magistrate, could pluck any citizen off the street, throw them in a military prison, and proceed to hold them indefinitely. Those are the powers the Bush administration is seeking. I will not mince word, Balkin says. They are the powers of a dictator in an authoritarian regime. Now, this should scare the death out of every American. Attorney General Ashcroft, you know, went through the propaganda of holding a series of press conferences telling how dangerous Padilla was. It was just a lie. Despite all those press conferences, the government was never willing to put any of Ashcroft's claims to a test before the court. You know, the court was showing signs that it was going to rule against the administration. So what did the administration do? Rather than allow Padilla's case to go before the Supreme Court, because it was his indefinite detention was being challenged, they actually indicted Padilla and brought him to trial on a lesser charge of conspiracy to join a group that had terrorist intentions, just so that they could derail the case from going to the higher courts, where the government would have had at least part of these issues ruled against them. But even in the case where the defense lawyers for Padilla brought up in the case to U.S. District Judge Marsha Cook about his indefinite detention and why that was a violation of his constitutional rights, she disallowed that, holding that a prisoner could be held without charge as long as the government eventually charged him with a crime, meaning that she essentially endorsed indefinite detention and the destruction of habeas corpus for a U.S. citizen. This is chilling.
But, of course, you know, they tried and convicted Padilla in the press, and they kept talking about the dirty bomb, how he was going to kill Americans, and they repeated that over and over and over. They had no evidence of it at all. They knew they had no evidence. It was not brought up in the trial. That there was no way he could have gotten a fair trial in the United States from American citizens who felt that Padilla had somehow, you know, endangered their lives and the lives of their children. And yet the charges brought against him all had to do with his joining, you know, Al-Qaeda, which incidentally had been created by our own government, and fighting in Bosnia and Kosovo, you know, along with the Al-Qaeda terrorists. We were backing in those countries. We backed the Al-Qaeda in Bosnia. We backed the Al-Qaeda people in Kosovo. And so why was he committing a crime when he was going to join this Al-Qaeda organization a year before the 9/11 attack? It just doesn't make sense. And why that jury convicted him, I will never know.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Tradition, passion, and family. JBS Swift & Company is hiring 1,300 new members. Openings in second shift and full-time production. Positions will fill quickly. Starting pay $11.75 plus benefits. Health, vision, dental, life, and a 401k with paid vacations. Contact the JBS Swift & Company Intake Center at 815 14th Street, Greeley, 80631, or call 970-352-1733 or 970-352-4151 for more information. JBS Swift & Company is an EOE. Drug testing is required.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, Joel Skousen. Joel, go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, we're talking about the Jose Padilla case and its impact on American citizens. I think one has to look at this impact in terms of indefinite detention as in combination with increased revelations about domestic wiretapping and spying by satellite of U.S. People. It is becoming very obvious that the United States is constantly mining data on all telephone conversations through spy satellites domestically as well as internationally, and building dossiers on people who are against this trend towards government tyranny. I fear that they're building a case on people who are to be removed from society someday and put in what I call the new American gulag, based on a dozen or so concentration camps that are being built within the United States under the guise of holding illegal immigrants. But of course the government shows no sign of rounding up illegal immigrants and using them for that purpose. They certainly will probably use them for anti-government dissidents someday when it becomes unpatriotic, I think during the next war, to say things negative about the government. And that's where I think that we're headed.
Well, there's an article in WorldNet Daily I just saw today. We're dealing with civilian labor camps on military bases. That's WorldNet Daily, civilian labor camps on military bases, and legislation that they've just tracked down that is signed some time ago. So obviously they are making their plans, and the average American said, but it couldn't happen here. And I would like to ask, why not? If God is just, why shouldn't it happen here? But go right ahead.
Well, I fear that even good fundamentalist Christians are going to be penalized for their willing ignorance to not listen to the promptings of conscience, that something's wrong with our government, to continue to believe in George Bush. I think there are going to be tremendous consequences for conservative Christian community for that kind of naivete. And it's willful blindness. There are plenty of signs. All of us can see it, that the Bush administration is betraying the very things that they have championed over the years. And it appears very strongly that the government is using the Padilla case as a means of testing the courts for objections to this kind of tyrannical legal interpretation that the Bush administration is taking. No conservative administration, no truly conservative administration would ever present these kinds of arguments before a judge. It's unnecessary. We don't have a flood of terrorist cases. The courts could clearly handle this. There's no excuse for torturing any of these people. It has no effect on the war, either in Iraq or the war here at all. The administration got, in fact, I believe, most of what they wanted because the courts, even while mildly protesting government arguments, did not really intend to stop the government. They allowed the government to skirt the court's opinion by taking this thing to court, and they should have actually brought those lawyers up and ruled on it and not let them withdraw that case. Now, I think that as Chris Floyd wrote, he said, we're all Jose Padilla now, and he's right. We just haven't realized it because we haven't been picked up off the streets and put in confinement without charge. But someday that will happen, that many people, many good people, will disappear, and the government will never have the power to tell or be forced to tell where they've got those people held.
And, you know, we make a great issue out of how free we are, and yet in America today, there are over 7 million Americans in prison, in probation, or parole. I mean, that's more proportionally than any other nation in the world. 7 million Americans. We never talk about that. And a lot of them are ex-government employees who tried to tell the truth about what was going on, and as Rodney Stitch brings out in his book, Defrauding America. And there are people from the CIA and the DEA and the FBI in prison because they tried to tell the truth.
But, you know, we're getting fewer and fewer of those whistleblowers. The reputation is out, of course. The government really doesn't protect whistleblowers. It prosecutes them. It, accuses them of false things. And people are afraid to blow the whistle. They are not protected by the whistleblower laws. And more, it explains why the government is going to these mercenary contractors. They are, in essence, mining the world of ex-military people for unprincipled people, the kind of people that could do the Abu Ghraib things. These are being hired and doing dark or black ops type operations for the United States government. More and more we found, even in the information on domestic wiretapping that I'm covering in this week's World Affairs Brief, we find that companies like VeriSign, supposedly safeguarding our communications on the web, are in fact on contract for millions of dollars to do wiretapping on behalf of government. So who can you trust someday? Sprint Telephone is involved in handling much of the wiretapping for the government. And all of that's come out in the latest Freedom of Information files secured by the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
And there were some of these articles about what happened to the whistleblowers over in Iraq who tried to point out, you know, that certain of the private corporations there were misappropriating American funds and selling all sorts of things to the enemies of America. And were they rewarded? No. They were arrested by the military and put in solitary confinement and kept there for months. What was their crime? Why, they reported to the FBI the truth, and that's how the FBI rewarded them.
That's correct. So this is a very serious situation, and it may be too late, it may not be too late, but certainly American conservatives need to wake up to the fact that our greatest problem is the Bush administration. It is conservatives in false, in sheep's clothing that are playing as if they are on our side, but in fact are not. We need to judge people by their works rather than by their verbiage. And we need to be very, very careful of the kinds of conservatives like Senator Larry Craig that are on the hook for various illicit acts. There's an article today in PrisonPlanet.com by the Watson brothers talking about the homosexual liaisons within the Bush administration and how it's been there for years.
Well, we're going to have to let you go. God bless. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much, Joel.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I'm Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and how do we make sense out of the things that we're talking about today? Well, you make sense out of it by pointing out that there are powerful spiritual forces that are at work at every level of our society, leading men and women into immorality and certainly influencing our foreign and domestic policy. Why are we fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq today? Oh, we had to catch the wicked Osama bin Laden, you say. No, we never tried to catch Osama bin Laden, and we're still not trying to catch Osama bin Laden. So why are we over there? Oh, well, Saddam Hussein was a wicked man. Yes, he was, but he was kept in power by our government. And you want to know how we financed Saddam Hussein? We financed Saddam Hussein, and now we provided him with billions of dollars and the wherewithal to make the chemical and biological weapons, and the chemical weapons he killed, used to kill the Kurds and the Iranians. I mean, hundreds of thousands of Iranians died because of the chemical weapons we gave to Saddam Hussein. And I've even talked to actually Green Berets who were over there helping Saddam use those chemical weapons. Why? So aren't the people in our government who backed Saddam Hussein and kept him in power, aren't they complicit as well, since we acknowledge he was an evil, cruel, ruthless man? Understand nothing as it appears to be. If you'd like the documentation on how we backed Saddam Hussein, you give us a call, 1-800-544-8937. We'll send you the article when an ally becomes an enemy. But if you read my newsletters, they're up on the internet, or get our pamphlet on the 911, Foreknowledge 911, three little booklets based upon my newsletters. It's all there. You need to get the documentation. You need to know we created Saddam Hussein. We created Al-Qaeda. We certainly backed Osama bin Laden. We backed the Taliban. We financed the Taliban. And today, we can't even get rid of the drugs in Afghanistan. Why? Oh, there's all sorts of reasons why the drug crop is in Afghanistan is up this year. Think about it. We control the country. There's not one square inch of that land that our helicopters, our planes couldn't reach. We could stop the drugs. We have no intention of doing it. We told the Taliban is getting the opium poppies and then refining it and raising the money from the converting the opium into heroin that they're using then to kill American boys, and it's being backed by our own government. That's what's so unconscionable, as we finance the Pakistan government that finances the Taliban that's killing our boys. It's Vietnam all over again, and you have to do something about it. You have to help us get the word out. There are powerful spiritual forces at work. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to see our new talk, Forbidden Secret. And then the four tapes set, The Secret Behind the Secret, the DVDs, the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and Riddles in Stone. Well, let me remind you that our telephone number 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we will be having our yearly conference on the 28th of October. It is a Sunday here in the Monterey Bay area. If you'll need reservations for a hotel or for Sydney, you'll need reservations to come to the meeting. We have to know how many are going to be there. We're serving lunch. Call us 1-800-544-8927. Until Tuesday, may the Lord be with you.